people would make work be a pleasure by the fact that you'd compete with each other. Just say, in picking cotton, and people say, how much did you pick this morning? And then they'd compete against each other and see who could pick 200 pounds of cotton, we'll say. You see how much work you could do, and yet it was just a drudgery, you know. Because if you take the fact that you're going to take a 10-acre field and go down it and plow and do that much, when you go down the row all the way down and come back the other way, and you're going to do that all day long. If you looked at a whole 10 acres you was going to do, well, that would just make it despondent or whatever you want to do. You say, well, I'm never going to get on with this. So you had to have some kind of thought about some of it to make it a little enjoyment, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. We worked Saturdays. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time because I had to go home, and my mule was standing there already. You call that catching out the mule. You put the bridle on the mule and put the harness on him, mm-hmm. and just tie him there at the barn door. And when I got from school and got in my work clothes, all I had to do is take that mule and go on down there and hook him to the plow and go to work. Sometimes on a farm, you're in the gathering process. When the first September the 10th is usually the school starting time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we still had some work to do on the farm, mm-hmm. and we didn't get to start school till 2 or 3 weeks later, a month later, and that sort of put us behind. Yeah. That was a disadvantage, mm-hmm. but we had to do it. My daddy had to get the crop in, you know, and I have got out there at sun up in the morning and plowing up peanuts. And it would be a big dew on, and mm-hmm. come out, and my trousers would be wet up to here, you know, and then I'd change clothes and go catch the bus and go to school. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to do nothing but work.